Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by our supporting partners, NHI, RCARE, NRC Health, TSO Life, Erdman, and Sherpa. View more and check out all things Bridge the Gap on our new website, btgvoice.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas, the Senior Living podcast here at Interface Seniors Housing Northeast with none other than Rich Kelly of France Media. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you very much, guys. Great to have you here and great to be with you.
So our listeners know very well because they're seeing our post. Josh, you know, we have been able to create a collaboration and a partnership with the Interface Conferences to showcase our podcast and also have access to the great panels and great guests. And it's been a lot of fun this year to do that.
Yeah, it's been awesome. So my first Interface was in Atlanta just a couple months back. What an awesome show. What a great group of people, decision makers, thought leaders in the industry. So it's really awesome for us to be there and experience it for the first time, find out more about it, and honestly, to now really be a part of promoting what you guys are doing, which is just fantastic. These regional shows, the positive feedback we get from that is awesome. So,
thank you. You know, I think the regional events have a certain appeal to them in the sense that you can come in for a day, the night before, cocktail party, go to a dinner, go the next day, hear some good content to get you caught up on what's going on in the industry, but also see a lot of people and have a chance to get some quality networking done and then still be home in time for dinner or be home that night and you're back in the office the next day. And all at, you know, I think a fair price point. Good ROI, good value for your investment, and it's been a good formula for us as a company. It's invaluable for the magazine Seniors Housing Business to keep meeting new people. All of our speakers are. This is a great way for us to interact with them. They're also editorial sources. They're also perhaps advertisers. So it's just a nice way to give us another platform to get to know people and, of course, to follow and document what's going on in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of synergies that make sense. And now, so we've gone to Chicago, Atlanta, and now today we're in Philadelphia. And I believe you guys also have L.A. What's on tap for next year on locations and things like that?
Well, we don't want to reveal all of our secrets.
Okay.
But, Lucas, but no,
we're going to pressure you. Give us all your secrets.
We've got, we will definitely be in Los Angeles on March 7th. That'll be the fifth year that we've held our senior Interface Seniors Housing West. We'll be definitely back in Chicago in June. We'll be definitely back in Atlanta for our Southeast event in August. And then not sure if we're going to be back here in the Northeast next year or if we might actually go to Texas or maybe introduce some other new events. You know, still figuring all that out.
Well, you're talking to two Texans here.
Absolutely.
On the podcast. So when you said Texas, our ears perked up, but we would definitely put our votes in the cowboy hat for that.
That's right. So is that four? Did I hear four conferences?
We've done four events the last few years. We've toyed with maybe even doing a shorter thing, maybe going out to the Pacific Northwest, which is obviously a hotbed in this industry. Certainly Texas, you know, there's more development and action going on there than probably anywhere else in the country. So it's really a matter of, you know, time and resources, and we don't want to oversaturate the market either, but we think we've, you know, have a plan that people like and they've responded to, and our attendances have grown every year, knock on wood. So hopefully we'll keep doing the right things and getting the right people to the events, and everything else takes care of itself.
Absolutely. I mean, you're onto something here. When I tell people about the show, I mean, it's a huge bang for your buck. There's a lot of value here. Here's a couple of topics for our listeners to understand the format here. On the main day, you have things like design build projects, redefining seniors housing, senior living. You've got architects and designers. You had a keynote address from a big CEO, which is standard. You bring in a keynote of some thought leader in the space, state of the art of the industry. You have an outlook panel, the operations challenge. Let's see what else here. We got capital market updates, obviously talking about capital and deal flow from some lenders, and then getting good data with some other big names in the industry.
Yeah, you know, Lucas, that was just that was really today. You know,
right.
That was like the beefy part of the agenda. I thought something that was really cool, my first time to be part of the roundtables on night one, right before the awesome cocktail party networking opportunity. But I was honored to be able to lead Bridging the Generational Divide. it was fascinating, the influences that were around the table and the discussion we were able to have. I mean, it was so insightful for me as a facilitator, but we had literally everyone from market feasibility expert at the table. We had a developer at the table. We had service industry represented. We had staffing experts, and we have operators, literally all weighing in on everything from bridging the operational kind of divide of communication in staffing to like the resident side, from, you know, the greatest generation to the next generation. So there was conversations like that going on at all these tables, and to see people interacting. So that's a beautiful part that I think oftentimes you don't get. You kind of get lost in the shuffle at the really big shows. So I really appreciate that. So is that what you envisioned happening?
Well, first of all, thanks for facilitating the roundtable. And you did have a big crowd.
Yeah.
You know, when you put a conference on like this, we cover eight panels today. We could easily cover 20, but there's just not enough time. So the roundtables are a way for us to cover some topics that, for better or for worse, just we can't fit into the regular agenda, or they're an element of a topic that's on the main agenda. And you have a facilitator at the table to kind of lead the discussion and get it started. And it's just, I think, great value add education for our attendees and networking. And you never know who you might meet at that table and where it could go. So it's the roundtables have been a wonderful complement to the rest of the agenda. It's a great way to get an event started. It leads right into the cocktail party. People have been, obviously, at the roundtable socializing and talking, so it's just a very nice bridge to that cocktail party, pardon the pun. It's been successful and something we're going to keep a part of all of our events, if not expand, because it's something people really have responded to.
We value this relationship. It's been a lot of fun to partner with you guys and collaborate together, do some cross-marketing. And you guys have been very gracious to invite us and to bring us into the fold. Josh, any closing remarks?
Well, you know, I want to know just a little bit. So you guys are with France Media. How does that connect to this event? You guys are part of a bigger organization. And then don't let us leave without, I want to know more about the Senior Living Magazine, what you guys are doing there. What's the circulation? What's the goals? Is that something you're growing? Tell us a little bit about those things.
Sure. Well, France Media is a commercial real estate news and information company. So we produce about 13 magazines, similar number of newsletters on everything from the shopping center industry to student housing, seniors housing, and then some regional magazines that target all commercial real estate in different parts of the country. We also have the Interface Conference Group division, obviously, and that's another way for us to try to bring people together and further expand our group with introductions to new readers and new advertisers and new editorial sources. Seniors housing business is going great. Certainly not a lack of things to talk about and write about in the seniors housing space right now. Not all of them good, but that's all right, because those are important issues to cover. So we'll have 8 issues next year. We also work with our friends at ASHA on the ASHA 50, and it's been a lot of fun. We have a tremendous editorial team with Matt Valley and Jeff Shaw, Eric Goldberg and myself, on kind of the advertising and marketing side. And, we really enjoy what we do. The magazine's growing, both in terms of circulation, more coverage. We actually added an issue this past year. So all things good, the website well-received, the e-newsletter we do, and then, of course, the conferences. And ideally, it really is designed to all work together. And we've been able to experience that. So it's been a great run so far in this space. We've met a lot of great people. We know people enjoy reading the magazine because they tell us that, and they advertise with us, and they subscribe. And we just want to keep doing our job, and the industry will keep doing theirs.
Wonderful. Well, a lot to look forward to, and another big season next year with Interface Seniors Housing all over the country. And we still have the rest of the day. There's still great content. And so we'll let Rich get back to that. Thank you, Rich, so much for having us.
Lucas, thanks so much, Josh. Thank you. Yep,
thank you.
It's been great working with you guys, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
We are here to welcome Eric Goldberg. He is the media advisor for Senior Housing Business. Eric, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here, guys.
It's a very exciting day. You have been running all over the place. And the real burning question that I know that our audience wants to ask is, what is with those awesome shoes?
Yes, we all want to know about the awesome shoes.
The Specs, they're my conference shoes. So I attend about 10, 12 conferences a year, including our own Interface events, and they've become sort of my signature. I got them in, it was not a fundraiser, but a auction, a live auction. And I was talking to the shoe guy at Cobbler Union. I'll give a shout out to him. Great guy. They make them in, handcrafted in Spain. And I've talked to this guy for 45 minutes. So interesting. I'm like, I got to buy something. And I'm like, those are cool. And they became my conference shoes.
Well, wow. they stand out. I love them.
I do too, yeah. Man. They make a statement. Nobody else here's got anything like it. Between you and Lucas, Lucas and his Tecova boots, he's like in the Tecova cult. And I swear he's going to convert me someday to wearing those nice boots. So you guys are snazzy for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Love it.
So obviously Interface is known for not only just the Senior Housing Business Magazine, but it's known for the great conferences that our collaboration and cross-marketing has really been a very fun thing for Bridge the Gap this year. So what do you see going into 2019? What are the next steps for the Interface conferences?
So, yeah, we put on four regional events during the year, and we planned the same in 2019. We'll be in L.A. in March 6th and 7th for Interface Seniors Housing West. We'll be back in Chicago in June, Atlanta in August, and back in Philadelphia in November. We plan on growing the conference. We love we've experienced about a 20% attendance growth at each conference. We plan on attracting more dynamic speakers because we're only as good as our panelists, our speakers. Sure. And we've been really lucky. People, you know, we've done 17 of these over 5 years now, so people know the event. People know our magazine, Seniors Housing Business, and so we plan on just getting a bunch of more really dynamic speakers and putting on some great content.
Yeah, and so we've gotten to know you over the past year, and you're obviously. You're great at connecting and networking and driving great content into the Interface conferences. But one thing I don't know is what got you interested personally in seniors housing?
Yeah, that's a good question. So my background is in media. I have a journalism background. I was a sports writer for my first 5 years out of college, covering high school and college football. And I don't know, in the mid-90s, I got into sort of like business development, ad sales, and Seniors Housing, France Media, our parent company, was just sort of came out upon me by accident. And it's been a great career. Like you hear all the time about operators and people in development investment getting, it didn't see Seniors Housing as a career path. I never really thought about it, but I'm just, you know, grateful that it happened. And it's just been a great ride. I'm glad, you know, well, I'm in it.
That's yeah. Super cool.
Since the 90s?
No. 2000s? I've been in with the company for 5 years.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Nice. Yeah.
So for our listeners that may not have attended an Interface, maybe haven't even heard of Interface yet, and they're new listeners, who is the ideal audience? You know, who are you gearing the content and the program at these regional conferences towards?
Right. Great question. So if you're a seniors housing owner, operator, investor, developer, if you're a vendor or a service provider to the industry, I think there's great content that we offer. And as an outgrowth that you guys have seen, there's some really good networking. So, you know, we're trying to put on a full day event with a cocktail party the night before that's casual, where you don't have to set appointments before you get there, where you can network extemporaneously and take back some really good content information.
So we're obviously not in the conference planning business and things like that, but you guys obviously put on a great show, a great event, the structure, the organization. But I can only imagine Lucas and I are obviously in the content business, and sometimes that can be a challenge, you know, finding out, you know, who the relevant speakers, what's the content, you know, what's the focus for the future, what's relevant. So how do you guys, you seem to be touching on like topics that are extremely relevant. So how are you keeping the conference relevant, forward thinking? How are you mining for that information?
Right. So there's sort of two ways to building conference. First, there's the speakers, and I don't want to give away my black book, but I have. we know, you know, just been doing this for 5 years, and from the magazine, we know a lot of the operators. And it's a regional business. So in each region of the country, or in L.A., you know, what we do, we're planning our L.A. event, we're reaching out to the top owner operators in Washington State and Oregon and California and Arizona. And when we're in Chicago, it's the Midwest. So, you know, we know who the players are, and a lot of, and there's a lot of new players. So, and you know, we don't all know it ourselves. We talk to some of the investment brokers and developers who are in touch with those folks every day, and we have relationships with them, and say, hey, do you know so and so? So we can't claim credit as being the know-it-alls. And then from a content standpoint, you know, we're always going to have panels on state of the industry, which some of the biggest names in the region, an operations panel, an investment panel, a development panel. Some people like to say that our content is almost like a mini NIC, where it's real estate and operations focus with a little finance thrown in. But we you know, we change content for so we added a Getting Good Data, which is sort of like a market studies panel that's been very popular with the audience, because we tend to get a significant real estate crowd, and that's been attractive to them.
Yeah, I think one of the great attributes to the industry, because I've worked in other verticals in the past, is just the access and the people in the business that are willing to and are open to collaboration. And so for you guys to put this event on and bring in regional players and even bring in people, it have such an attractive event that it even brings outside the region people in, is just a testament to the industry. It's a testament to what you guys have done here at Interface. And it's an honor to be here and to be a part of it. It's really fun.
Oh, we appreciate that. And we appreciate you guys supporting us and the partnership. And I think a lot of us, you know, once the conference is built, this is like the party day. We just open the doors, and we hope a lot of people are having good conversation. I got a couple hugs today. I feel good.
Yeah, well, you're a great host. You've been all over the place, running around. So it seems like you kind of thrive on this. It seems like you're getting some positive energy off of it.
It's a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and for our listeners, they can't see the power foods and drinks that are on this table. I mean, you're fueled by chocolate cupcakes and Diet Coke. So you know where it's coming from.
You can't let a good cupcake go to waste.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here to round out our year of Interface conferences, and we look forward to bridging the gap next year at all the Interface events. And so thank you so much, Eric, and also to your partner Rich for opening the doors to us and developing a collaboration that's been a lot of fun.
We look forward to working with you guys again.
Awesome. And thanks everybody for listening to Bridge the Gap.